Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. Three astrologers who get together once a week and talk about what's going on in the sky and how we see that reflected on the earth and in ourselves. My name is Mark Waltz. I'm in New York City, and I am joined by my two colleagues.
Ann Ortley here in New York also at the bright Ann Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk and in New York also. And Heather?
This is Heather Rowan Robbins from in Western Montana tonight, and where it's actually beginning to turn into spring finally.
Good. That's good. Pretty cool. I was talking to somebody in northern part, Michigan, I think, or Minnesota, one of those. They got 10 inches of snow. So
yeah.
Or Vermont, you know, one of the colder states. Wow, 10 inches of snow, almost May. But
yeah, we could get it any moment, so no seedlings go into the ground for another few weeks. But
yeah, got to keep them, got to keep everybody safe and not having their roots frozen. So
yes, but all the leaves are just, you know, the last 3 days, the leaves came out on the trees and the bushes. They're at that almost the umbrella about to open phase, which is just so delightful. And I have to say that after being so sick with COVID a few weeks ago, I am so happy to see the spring, and it's got the special poignancy for me this year. So I'm really loving it and feeling for all the people that can't see it or are still too sick to step out in this difficult time.
I stepped out yesterday.
Go, Mark.
This time in 2 weeks.
First time in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Took a walk. We took advantage. It was drizzling out. And so we
Perfect.
Thought social distancing would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was relatively easy. It's Manhattan. So,
right.
You know,
there's still going to be somebody's, but
yeah.
And they, you know, they're discussing how in closed spaces the germs become, you think of Neptune, it's such a Neptunian illness. And when in closed spaces, the Neptune is much thicker that they notice in bathrooms in the hospitals or in the closed rooms where they take their, you know, their PPEs off, it's in the air. But where, you know, if it's in a hallway where the patients are waiting but there's airflow, it's nowhere near as bad. And even though the room might be full of sick people, whenever their windows are open and there's airflow, the droplets don't just hang in the air. So a rainy day with a little bit of a breeze is probably really good for having a little bit more room to breathe. So I have no evidence to that. It seems likely.
Yeah. There was a really interesting video that I ran into a couple weeks ago that was with, you know, the droplets and the micro droplets and showing how they spread. And one of the things they said at the end was, you know, and open the windows because cross ventilation makes the air move and it moves the droplets. And I posted it. One of our listeners, Debbie, wrote her son Chris opened every window in the house. Because of that. And, you know, it makes sense, you know, that you're moving the droplets, you know. I mean, think about, like, when you, I mean, it's going to be a little gross, but think about when you make a poo, right? You make a poo and there's a smell. And it's basically micro droplets.
Open the windows.
You know?
Right.
And the smell leaves the bathroom and rolls down the hallway, right? You know, it's not, you know, it's carried in the air. And we don't see poo smell, but we can smell poop smell. Think of the virus that way, right?
Think of the virus
like a little
that way.
A little poo smell in the air, right? So, you know, we accept the smell of things. Well, that's a micro droplet of smell. Well, it's a micro droplet of virus, too. So,
I remember in the Lower East Side Museum that, you know, they talked about how tuberculosis epidemics.
Yes,
They they came in and made sure that every single room had a window. That window may be only into another window, which has a window into something that opens up, but everything had to have airflow or you weren't allowed to live in it. And they had to do a lot of, you know, retrofitting of houses and rooms that had no windows, but that it really lowered the disease quotient by doing just that.
And in the housing code now, the only way they count a room the only way they count a room as a room is if it has a window. So I have a window in my kitchen.
Back from that day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back from that day here in New York, yeah. And, you know, tuberculosis is an airborne, you know, micro-dotted.
Right.
I had a gay friend who had AIDS, came down with a fulminating case of TB. We played Pinochle once a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I caught tuberculosis from him.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, yeah, we're not doing anything, playing cards, eating chicken, you know, once a month for 4 hours. And he came home from Disney World with a case of it, and we played cards. He coughed a bunch. And then the next week he had it. I said something to my dad. He goes, "You need to be checked." And I serial converted. I had to do a year of INH, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, back in the 80s.
Ouch. And that's just,
I know.
Again, and,
well,
you
I mean,
know.
That's micro droplets. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't kiss him. He's a gay guy. He's there with his partner.
Right.
You know, he's not interested in girls, right? We were just playing cards in a card table, right?
But it's there, right?
It's there, yeah.
And I think,
and
you
we,
know,
we
don't this
realize
is
that.
Part of Neptune working its way through Pisces is all the different ways that we are vulnerable, that we are permeable, that the idea of a border between countries or border between neighborhoods is such an illusion.
Yes.
And that, you know, where people can afford a little extra space between them and the other people, we see safety to, you know, Montana and Wyoming have the least population density, I think, outside of North Dakota, and we have the lowest COVID ratio. I got to be one of their stats. But it's one of the and North Dakota has a lot of people that come through for the oil industry, which is how they manage to get a higher quotient than most people.
Well, plus they had the meat blacking industry that went down. The meat
Well, that's South Dakota.
South Dakota. But again, gathered people, you know, people gathering in a small space, working close to each other, boom, they got it, you know.
Yep, without enough ventilation.
Yep.
And so, you know, right this week we've got Venus coming up to square Neptune. And I'm seeing that, you know, the good parts of that is people are feeling a little emotional and sweet. And I'm hearing relationships heal, letting go of a lot of stuff that didn't matter anymore, which is beautiful. But I'm also hearing the illusions, you know, the off-the-wall conspiracy theories and the illusions that people have that they kind of hold on to dearly with that Venus square Neptune and you know, exacerbating it. It's really good for us to put, to know where to go, to, you know, to remember to pray instead of worry, you know, to visualize rather than just worry, because worrying is a form of visualization. It's just focusing on the negative. It's good to be aware and awake and informed, but not to get stuck in that perseveration of our mind, which Neptune can leave us stuck in a puddle. Or and as we move out of that, that we can also use let us be escapist. You know, read those books, write your novel, dive into your garden, let yourself have that a moment of magic, which was so needed. But just be careful that you choose a conscious version of that. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think we see a lot of energy around how do we find that? How do we express that? What do we do? And this today, tomorrow, Mercury is going to go into Taurus. Out of Aries. So he's been very feisty when he's in Aries. And so now he's going to ground himself a little bit and be a little more calm. But he's still answering to that out-of-bounds Venus. And she's out of bounds till the end of June. So she's going to go back and forth over the Neptune a few times as part of her retrograde journey. And so with her being a little over the top, you know, when people, you know, people have been calling me like, does it really matter how it got here? Your job is to live through it. You know, it does. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have it. Live through it. Harness the energy to live through it. Right, Mark? Go.
Some things can be figured out later.
Yeah.
And I think Mercury was really about that in Aries, but moving into Taurus, there might be a little slowing down, and looking a little more slowly at things. More grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where he wants to be a little more practical.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have Venus sextile Mars, which is a nice aspect because that's like being able to take action in a positive way, you know. And it is going to feel a little more grounded, which I think will be helpful for folks. Not quite so.
I'm hoping that one of the things that helps with, there were so many, while Mercury conjunct Uranus, we often say there's a certain kind of depression that Uranus brings. That, you know, each planet has their own form of gift, joy, and depression. And Uranus is, I want different so badly, I'll take dead. And that, you know, there was one doctor, a couple of EMTs, and a nurse who, on the front lines, who got so depressed by their work that they killed themselves over in different parts of the country. And that, you know, part of it is at least two of them or three of them had COVID and felt bad about being a carrier, but also COVID really throws your emotions off. It makes you extremely emotionally labile, and that you can get sad and happy and sad and happy and sad and happy, and you can overreact to a situation, to remember that, that when you're feeling these things, that's the disease talking more than you, and that you can just feel easily overwhelmed because your body is being overwhelmed by a germ. And to watch that, you know, watch that with each other, that's a time when you do need, and the healthy thing is to get some form of escapism. You can't keep staring at the death toll without, you know, looking at who's lived and who survived and what's working as well, or we get thrown off. And that being over-focused on the negative is as out of whack as being over-focused on the positive. So, that kind of a balanced view, let yourself feel that. And notice that sort of that quick got to do something different is, you know, as Mercury comes to conjunct Uranus by the end of the week, we just got to keep our eyes on that and how do we move into that in a good way.
Yeah. Well, and also remember these are cardinal planets, so most of them are, and mutable. So that's the preponderance in the heavens. Not a lot of stability out there. And the only stable planet is Uranus, and he's not stable. But it does, well, Mars too, but the back and forth, the speed with which things happen, because it feels like zoom, it's gone, and everybody's like, whoa, wow, that went, you know? And so honoring that speed in terms of how it's set up and recognizing that pace is accurately fast, even if you're not able to get out, right? So, yeah, it's a really interesting time, you know, and I think as we enter spring up here in the Northern Hemisphere, it really is important to pay attention to things. So one of the things right before we got on was the president of Tyson apparently took out an ad about food shortages. And I was saying, you know, with the sun going through these planets last week and Mercury going through them, Mercury and sun going through, they're going to tell us what to pay attention to. So he was saying we have food shortages, disruption in the food chain. This is the head of the big meatpacking company. So that's the warning. And when we get to the Mars time, which is June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 6 months of Mars going through these points, we're getting warned now. So everybody should pay attention to what they're seeing in their local environment about what's going on, because that's what they're going to be working with Mars when he comes tromping through here in August. He's going to be intense in August, September, October, November, December. But it's out there. You know, we're seeing it. And it you know, you want to watch what you've been talking to your family and friends about, what you've been hearing from your family and friends, and importantly, what's in the news. You know, so somebody wrote me from Australia and said, you know, we're not having food shortages here. I'm like, well, it can be local to your environment. But in the U.S., you know, we're going to have that Mars going through, you know, how do we sustain ourselves, right? So, you know, so it's incumbent on us to say, you know, and they're talking about food bank shortages and they're talking about, that's real, you know, mainstream media, it's honoring that they're telling us what's going to come. Yes. So everybody, you know,
there's
to the extent
there is another place
prepare.
In there, though, that I want to say that with what we're seeing with the meatpacking plants closing is the interruption, again, not of the meat, because the pigs are still there waiting to die, unfortunately.
And the plants
but
are still
the
there
processing,
waiting to be cut.
The thing that breaks it, that puts it into plastic and breaks it down in little pieces. We may go back to just going to the butcher and getting a hunk of meat and doing it something with it themselves. I don't, but, you know, non-vegetarians. But to come with the less of the packaging, because what's being interrupted is not the food source, the food chain, so much as the chain in the middle that's people making money out of processing it.
Or delivering
and
it to us.
Delivering to us in
New
little
York.
Pretty little packages. And
right,
so
upstate New York was throwing away milk. Yeah.
Right.
And they were throwing away
and
milk.
How do we get it down?
Right.
Right. And so there's going to be some real reorganization of how food is distributed and how and what works.
Yeah.
But that's part of
the... That'll be an education for a lot of people.
Yes.
I have a friend who felt sorry for a chicken that she bought. It was in a package. And she said to her husband at the time, I feel sorry for this chicken. It was lopsided. It walked lopsided.
Yeah.
And he said, how do you know? And she said, well, look, one leg is bigger than the other. She knew they just threw whatever couple of legs in the packet. It wasn't all the same chicken, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Might not be the same chicken. Yep. Right, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but we have a lot of people who
don't know much about their food.
Meat outside of a wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So they're going to get an education. That's good.
Well,
yes,
it is. It's going to be interesting and tough, and how do we take it down to what matters to us?
Yeah.
It looks like we've got a long list of people waiting to be talked to us tonight, so maybe we should start collecting those phone calls.
All right, so watch for
Mercury to go into Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Mercury hitting Uranus.
Mercury and Uranus. Okay.
And remember, we did have Pluto. We had Pluto station on Saturday, so we still have a few days of that. So that's kind of earthquakes and explosions and volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little one out in California, and you know they always go when it gets really hot. We usually have an earthquake. So I was like, really? And, you know, a friend who's lived out there like 25 years, and she's like, yeah, there's a correlation. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, because Pluto stationing does shift the direction. He's now going to go backwards until the fall. So we're going back.
Going back to where it was during the impeachment trials.
Yes.
And Pluto's going back to where it was during the impeachment trials and going back to where it was as COVID first took off. So
and
really
when Harry
getting
and
a
Meghan
chance
quit.
To, I have to go back through this whole time and see how can we do it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, callers. Yep.
All right. Let's take some callers. I 203-907, you're on the air. How are you doing? How can we help?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
My birth information is 10/26/1955.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 4:59 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, so October 26/1955, 4:59 a.m. in New Haven, Connecticut. And what's your question?
That's right. I just wanted to say first, I just want to say I'm very glad that you're doing better, Heather.
thank you.
She's doing better and everything. So, yeah.
Me too.
A quick question. Yeah, I'm sure. I was just wondering if you could possibly look at, like, my health aspects or whatever for me. I've just had, like, a million things going on at the same time, and I've gotten better than I was, but I just feel like there's something I'm missing or something, and I was just hoping you might have some information.
Yeah, you are missing. You are missing something. Yeah. So
right.
I would definitely, you got transiting Neptune in your health house. And you have Neptune on the 6th, right, which is often doctors don't really hear you or see you or You know, I always say to people with Neptune on Jupiter on the 6th, Pisces on the 6th, you have to keep going. So if you know there's something wrong, you have to keep looking. And it is trining your ruler, your Venus in Scorpio, right? Your ruler is the ruler of your chart because you're a Libra rising.
Yeah.
And your progressed Mars is 20.02. And you did hit, you did fix some of it, but there's something else. So you definitely need to go find somebody who listens to you. And obviously the healthcare profession right now is a little crazy. But you also have your progress in Cancer at 17, and that's going to come to trine the Mars in the next month or so. So that should help you find somebody who hears you and figures out what's going on. But you definitely have something else going on. I
and
don't think it's deadly.
And this
but
has
I think
been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It has. It's been like started with my back and neck and whatever, and then it's like an ear thing, and then it's they're saying it's a sinus infection and included in that, and there's just like been so many things that I've been on antibiotics.
Well,
I've done
Saturn's sitting right on your Chiron, going back
now.
And forth this year on your Chiron, on the body-mind connection, and you have a T-square with Chiron, opposed Uranus, and both of those square your natal sun. So you have this... You know, there's something key about you and what makes you unique and wonderful on a good day, and, you know, things feel a little odd and you can't always explain it on the on a bad day. And that this combination with Uranus, with the Chiron, that this is a really complex issue. It's a real mind-body piece. You know, it's not one site, so you want to get at it from the deeper way. Look at the psychological elements, look at the physical elements, look at the, you know, how do you can relate them, and it's probably, you know, it's like she says, keep on going looking for the problem, but also try a pretty holistic approach. It could be cranial sacral work that works on your head, which helps your hearing, which helps your this, which helps your that. You know, it's really, it's a real mind-body, you can't take them apart, you have to work on the whole for this. Well, but it can help
you
because you're not used to spending time on you. So this isn't about what you think you should be feeling. This is really how you feel.
Yeah.
So this is a time of really getting to know and you trust yourself.
And that's part of it. Because I've had, they thought, plus a sinus infection or whatever, and then now it's like with my eyes, there's like 99 different things in my ear. I had been going for physical therapy before all of that, but then all these other things blew up, and then my doctor's like, you can't go anywhere, your immune system has been hit too hard, you know, you've got to wait until these other things go away. I know that I was getting like the craniosacral
good
help with that, and that does help. But other times,
but you can do
like
some self-massage
as well, you know.
You know, I would say do self-massage. And I would work, and again, don't take any prescription from anybody like us, but I would investigate a anti-inflammation diet and really look at inflaming foods of all types because it feels like there's an overall inflaming process that's added on to what's been going on. And it may take another 3 months before, because your progressed moon is coming to trine, transiting Neptune in your house of health, as she was talking about, that it's just about self-care. This whole next year is about self-care. But make it a, not just getting over what makes you sick, but really investigate what makes you thrive.
Yeah, I would also,
even
because the moon is so high in Cancer, I would also really work, you know, if you've been doing antibiotic courses and stuff, that really throws off your gut bacteria. So, you know, adding in addition to getting rid of the high inflammation foods, adding in fermented foods like kefir or kombucha, I never say that right, where you're kind of feeding your bacteria, not necessarily probiotics, but with good bacteria, like giving your body stuff to flourish with, you know.
Sauerkraut,
and it is moon in Cancer can help a lot because of the it's the highest planet, so it's saying go for the food and how you sustain healthy and really kill all the sugar too, because you're a Sun Neptune girl, and the Sun Neptune can really amplify sugar reactions in the system, especially if they killed off all the bacteria. That's going to kick up your yeast and, you know, candida stuff. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it's definitely systemic, and you need to take all of those things into consideration. And it's, everything is going to help clear up the other thing. So, you know, there'll be a sort of a domino, a positive domino effect.
Positive domino. I like that because you've you've got a sensitive but basically strong constitution. So it reacts to everything. It's very delicate in putting the pieces together. But when we can get you back on track, you know, you've got an inherent strength to draw from.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. That's why this is like being. It just feels so bizarre. You know, usually I'm fine, but
this is not a usual time.
I just don't know, like as you said, like even just normally my stomach, I'm like, you know, Irish, you know, it was like meat
solid as a rock
when you were a kid, and just plain everything, like no spices. I just can't seem to tolerate stuff, so now it's like I'm eating eggs and because of the protein, and I seem to be able to digest them fine, but it's it's like eggs, turkey, potatoes, I don't even know what to eat anymore, and I'm not sure about whether it's a good idea to, you know, to start going back to the physical therapy.
Have you looked at leaky gut syndrome, read up on leaky gut syndrome, and your... just that you might have if you know, Anne was talking about the probiotics, that you might find that your gut is bringing in molecules that it normally would have no trouble with, but are kind of coming through because of, you know, the little holes in the stomach that gets created over time with certain foods. Yeah, and then just, you know, that you work on healing that leaky gut, and there's lots out there on it, read up on it, don't trust me, but that might be something that helps with kind of reaffirming your boundaries, like this is me, that's not me, and that can help you feel better. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
The goal here is for you is to also know you're not losing your mind. There definitely is something going on. We all see it. Right, so, you know, but the other part is medicine often looks as if it's parts. So you maybe want to, I don't know where you're living, if you're still in New Haven, but maybe finding a doctor
who
kind of does.
So
they usually have woo out there. You know, the natural physicians who work with kind of, you know, the, looking at your nutritional combination of stuff, you know, because they can help too. Yeah, because they do tend, I mean, we love medicine, but they do tend to look at, oh, that's your head, that's your stomach, that's your, instead of a holistic approach, you know, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the problem, too, is, you know, everybody's kind of closed.
Yeah.
Well, good luck
so
on
that.
That
means you can stay home and sleep.
Right. And that the main focus is on coming to know yourself, coming to honor your body's signals, coming to know what helps you thrive, and even more important than receiving help from all those nice people, to doing your physical therapy even when they're not there, because it's about kind of self-responsibility and self-boundaries, and, you know, to really self-care. And then when you receive help again, when everybody opens back up, you'll be able to use it so much better and use it, you know, run with it, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much.
And it does
much.
Go away.
Thank
That's
all
the
of
good
you.
News.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Thank you, guys. Take care. You too.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
So we do find that those things are kind of universal, so everybody should look at the, how they're monitoring their self-care and what they're doing. So,
wonderful.
And
do we have time for... Nope, we don't have time for
anyone.
No,
we have 60 seconds. We're done. Yeah.
So we wish you all a good week.
And this is Heather signing off from Montana.
And Anne from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side.
And Mark from over on the West Side.
Yeah. And we'll catch
you. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Bye everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.